I just think across the board, its maturity is the biggest thing that stands out, whether it's Jared or Kenny or even Tyon Green. So, yeah.
What are you most proud of what you've done so far in the last 6 weeks?
Let's see. I mean, I haven't had much time to reflect, to be honest, man. I've just been trying to get through each day and, you know, learn each install. You know, so far for me, you know, my biggest thing is just to be able to look back at the end of each day and say that I corrected one thing or, you know, got better at one thing each day. And hopefully, you know, when I go over the film or I take my notes at the end of the day, I usually take notes on what I should correct or my point of emphasis for that, you know, of what to correct on, like, the very next day. Hopefully by the end of that day, it's, you know, my list is shorter and shorter of things that I have to work on, to where it's, you know, almost nothing. So, well, obviously not nothing, but to where it gets shorter and shorter.
Have you always done that? I mean, is that something you did in college?
Yeah, something I did in college. I mean, I'm a guy who always, I'm always trying to look for ways to get better, and I always try to, you know, get coaching points or, you know, listen to, you know, some kind of critique and just find ways to make myself a better player. So
there's obviously a big jump from college to the pros for everyone, especially so for a quarterback.
Yeah.
Has there been a welcome to the NFL moment for you? I mean, just with the difference in play up here, it's in the plays that guys can make, or maybe something with the offense or picking up the offense. I mean, what's been?
That hasn't been a true moment of that sort. I say the biggest, the biggest thing for me was going from the rookie minicamp to, you know, the OTAs.
Yeah.
And I mean, the minicamp, it was challenging, but some of the mistakes that you could make in the minicamp where it's all rookies out there, you know, it's still, while it's not college, it still feels a little bit like college, whereas the OTAs, these are grown men, these guys are flying around, everyone's fast, everyone's working hard, there's no one slacking, and everyone's, you know, mature and professional. So I guess that's the biggest thing, it's the biggest jump from the minicamp to the OTAs.
What was your point of emphasis going into today?
Went into today, I'd say that the biggest thing for me was just mastering, you know, not necessarily mastering the protections, but I'd say mastering certain protection checks that we had. You know, we were studying, I guess for me is being able to, you know, turn the protection certain ways and, you know, say we get safety rotation into the, the box or by the line of scrimmage, being able to turn the protection to where we can pick up safety pressures or edge blitzes and stuff like that, so.
I'll
watch the film. Yeah.